Shus, the Mardasser and the Olam, it's very special that people take a day, and it's when people take a day to learn when they have off, so it's a testimony that all the other times that they are learning, that they're working, means they're doing it for Tzerech. And when a person has a moment free and a person spends Beis Medrash, it betsim is kilu an edus that this is what the person would do if, you know, if there wouldn't be a Tzerech to otherwise. So it's something that's very, very special, very meaningful to have people sit and learn and be Oisik and Torah on a day when they could be not being Oisik and Torah. I wanted to speak a little bit about an Inyan, partially the halachic aspects of it, something that people are not familiar with, and then try a little bit to understand it mitzad its content, its teichen. If you look in the Torah, neither Sfiras Ha'omer in terms of the Avelus, nor Shavuos in terms of Matan Torah, are what's given as the point as the of the Yom Tovim. And the Torah gives a whole different framework. I don't know, I didn't see the Tzetlach, but I called it Minchas Bikurim, the hidden secret of Shavuos, the hidden part of Shavuos. Technically, Minchas Bikurim is the Mincha of Omer. It's actually the Omer. It's used a little bit in some Rishayim, some Poskim kind of use it to mean this also. We'll see that really Minchas Bikurim is an appropriate title for both. And I'll try a little bit to go through the structure of these two minchas that mark Pesach and Shavuos. We have a pasuk. The pasuk is in Vayikra, Vim takriv minchas bikurim l'Hashem. If you bring a minchas bikurim l'Hashem. So minchas bikurim is a new type of mincha. It's a bikurim deke mincha, a first mincha. So it says over here, you make it, you roast the kernels, and so on, and it describes the Minchas Ha'omer. So Minchas Bikurim means that it is the first mincha, and it refers to the mincha that is brought on the night of the day after the first, the second day of Pesach, and that's what we call the Minchas Omer. The pasuk in Emor, which describes the structure of Yom Tovim, Emor is the parshas Amadim. It says, "You veveisem es Omer reishik tzirchem akoyen." You bring the Omer, which is reishik tzirchem. So there's a mincha of Omer. Now it says Omer is the reishik tzirchem. It's a very, it describes Omer as in a positive sense. It's the first of the katzir, similar to Bikurim, it's the first of what you harvested. V'lechem v'kolei v'karmer lo socha atzim hazeh. You cannot eat any bread or grain until this day. In other words, the new grain that has been harvested cannot be eaten until that day. Ad haviachem es karmer lekechem, until you bring this carbon. So the pasuk is a little ambiguous. It says, till this day you can't, until you bring the carbon you can't. What happens if you didn't bring the carbon? What happens if you can't bring the carbon? The pasuk says both things. You cannot eat it till this very day. Ad aviachem es karmel lekechem. So the Gemara darshins that both are true. If you are bringing the Omer, and on the 16th of Nisan, you must wait until the Omer is brought. It's actually the carbon that allows you to eat, and you're not allowed to eat before. If the day has passed, if possibly, machlokes, if there is no Beis HaMikdash and there's no way to bring a carbon, then possibly on that very day itself it's mutter, but certainly the next day it's mutter. So the pasuk gives us two guidelines for what allows us to eat the new crop. One guideline is that the day came and went. It's now the 16th. One guideline is you brought the carbon. Those are our two guidelines for when we're allowed to do it. Then we have Sfira, Svatachas Shabbos, Meshazer Tavi Lachem Tnufa, and so on. Then it says, Ad Mimorch Shabbos Shitzur Hashem, V'krafta Mincha Chadosh Al Hashem. And now you're going to bring a new mincha. So in the Pashta flow of the psukim, it's referencing back. We brought one mincha, and now there'll be a new mincha. The Rashi brings, which is the Gemara and the sugyas, the Mishnayos, he hamincha rishona shehuva min achodesh. It is the first mincha that you bring from the new crop. I Rashi says vim toima hari korva mincha soima. You already had a new one. It's not ena kesham manoches shibom min asoirim. Soirim barley is unusual for mincha. It's only one type of mincha. That's normally mechaseita because he's a choita and so on, and therefore the chita, the first mincha of chita is this mincha, and that's a new mincha. That is the pasuk. It doesn't say that you can't bring any menachas between Pesach and Shavuos, but it's obvious. This is the new mincha. So we learn from here that you cannot bring any new menachas from the new crop until Shavuos. So we have the Karm Omer, second day of Pesach, Minchas Omer, second day of Pesach, which is called Minchas Bikurim, actually. That's Minchas Bikurim. And that allows us to eat any grain of the new crop. That's where the Chodesh Yashin, that's the term applies to that. The Torah says count 7 weeks, bring a new mincha. It's called mincha chadasha. It's called bikurim. Bikurim is beach. And occasionally in the Sfarim they refer it as minchas bikurim. That allows us to bring new grain as a mincha in the Beis HaMikdash. Those are two posts of chadash. There's chadash for choyl, for eating regularly, and then there's chadash in the Beis HaMikdash, one the oimez mate, one shteilechem, what's called this mincha chadash, what we call shteilechem, is mate. Now, one would expect them to be very similar. It's kind of the same idea, except one is barley, one is wheat, one is mate for chutz, one is mate for Beis HaMikdash. There are differences, and then there are also some open questions. And I'd like to focus on one specifically. What happens if you did not bring the carbon? You were lazy, an accident happened, no Beis HaMikdash. So, Omer, we have sugyas. It's very clear that the next day it certainly is mutter. And the Gemara dashes it because the pasuk says so. You have a furish pasuk. The pasuk gives us two parallel matirim, two parallel items that allow us to eat, either the karbon or the day. There is a machlokas when there's no Beis HaMikdash on the second day of Pesach, what will be the din? But the day after that, no one is cholik, because the furish pasuk at etz yom hazeh could either mean the beginning of the day or the end of the day. But once the day is gone, it's muta. That's why we haven't starved in the last 2,000 years, because you know we certainly can eat the chodesh from that point onwards. What happens in Beis HaMikdash? They forgot to bring. They didn't bring. They were negligent. There was no wheat. Whatever it was, you don't have shtei lechem. So, doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara. Now, at first glance, there's a special pasuk that says etzem ayom hazeh. It says that's what's matirit in on a regular, you know, for choyl. We don't have a pasuk of being matirit over there, so it there's no Etzem Yom Hazeh. All it says is Mincha Chadasha. So one would think that maybe there is no Heter. That's, you know, if we need a Pasuk, we certainly ought to need a Pasuk here as well. That's something that leaves us wondering. The one who raises this question is a Tur Evin. Tur Evin is a Shagas Arya, Sefer on Rosh Hashanah, and some more Masechtes. He raises this question. He raises it kind of in a flow of something else. And he says it's obvious to him that the halacha is it would be mutter. If for whatever reason you didn't, you were negligent, you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, whatever it is, once the day goes by, it would be mutter. Maybe even the same day, but certainly once the day goes by. Why? So he doesn't say a svara, but he brings an interesting raya. It says that the only way to be mekadesh the azara, the only way you can dedicate the Beis HaMikdash, to be mechaneh Beis HaMikdash, is with shiurei mincha. With a mincha. So now he says, well, how do we start the process? Today Moshiach comes. We run to the Beis HaMikdash. We need a mincha. But every mincha has a chadash status because there was no shtei alechem. So what do we do? To say that there's only one day a year you can dedicate it? He says, I have a raya. Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkos. He dedicated on Sukkos. Where was the shtei alechem? Where was the shiur mincha? So both logically, it's very hard to say it's one day a year. He has another chap. He says, maybe the second day Pesach, which is Chol HaMoed, because you have to bring the Omer, and the Omer doesn't need Shtei Alech Nimatirid, so you'll have the Shor Mincha. But it's highly illogical to say that there's only one day in the year that you can build a Beis HaMikdash. And Shlomo HaMelech is the best Raya. So he says, mitzad the logic, and mitzad the Raya from Shlomo HaMelech, it must be that it becomes mutter no matter what. What about the Pasuk? Now, the Mechas Chinuch also has a few more interesting ideas how to get around this, the raya that the Torah brings. According to Mandelma, that wheat from Chutz Laaretz, maybe it could be wheat from Chutz Laaretz. A lot of, but it doesn't sound, it's not reasonable that would be the din. But the question is, here we have two psukim, and we need a special pasuk. Without the special pasuk, it would remain forever also. Why would this be different? What? There was no Yashin because there was no Shtei Alechem. He kept bread on Pesach also.
They
sold it to Goyim. I don't know, what did they do with
flour,
it?
A ton of flour from a long time ago.
I guess it would have made, there would have been a big deal about it, would have said, you know, and he took out the storehouse. It's an interesting idea, I don't know, but it's something I would have said. Okay, so how do we understand it? The Sfasemis says this, and the Briskarov also taught to tell the Briskarov on Menachos is it's Talmidim's back and forth, but they both say Sfasemis says it very clearly and very strongly. He says the following chiluk. He says, let's take a look at this, at where the halacha comes from, and let's understand the difference. The Torah says, as regards Yashin and Chadash for people to eat, it says, V'lechem v'kole v'karmos ha'chetzim hazeh. There's an issa to eat any crop until you've had this come by, this happen. So it means as follows. The issa is an independent issa. The Torah answered something called Chadash, and the Torah created a heter for it. So the Torah said one matir is the carbon, one matir is the day. So just like you have a woman who's married is aser, a get is matir, so here also, The Torah said Chodesh is us. It's a pasuk. Ve'lechem ve'kol ve'kamal sechatzim azeh. That is a pasuk that says it's us. The Torah says what's matter it? Two options, but I need both options because it's betzim is it's a chefzed isur. It's us. Does the Torah say that you're not allowed to be makriv a carbon? A carbon of the new wheat before. There's no such pasuk. The Torah says you bring a mincha chadasha. So the Sfas Emes formulates the issur as follows: if I bring a carbon before, I no longer have a mincha chadasha. It's not a mincha chadasha anymore. It's old hat. It's the second carbon brought. So it's not that there's an iser and there's a heter that comes from the shtealechem. It's the shtealechem creates the iser because of what it needs to be. So since the shtealechem is a mincha chadasha meaning it comes min achadash, so that is why it's aser. So if there's a situation where there is no shtealechem, then there would not be an iser at all. So the way in which the difference in the iser between chadash for chulin and chadash for beis hamikdash, understanding the distinction in where the iser comes from tells us that we don't need a pasuk. In Omer, it's chadash, so I need a pasuk to tell me what's matter it. One pasuk tells me a carbon, one pasuk tells me the yom. The whole iser of bringing chadash and beis hamikdash before there's shtealechem is only because of shtealechem. It's not independent iser. So if there was no shtealechem, then there's no need. The iser is not chal, and therefore it's automatically mutter. Sfas Emes says, according to this reasoning, according to this logic, he'd have a phenomenal chiddush. Let's say you had a kohen who was an amaretz, or he forgot, or a shegig, or whatever it is, and a week before Shavuos, or a month before Shavuos, he brought a mincha from chodesh. He didn't know, or whatever it is. There's no more chiyuv, there's no more iser, and we'll be able to bring constantly menachas that are from the new crop. It's a big chiddush. In other words, a chiddush la'alacha, not mentioned anywhere, but logically that chiddush is a very reasonable chiddush. If the whole iser is in order for the mincha for the shtelech mincha chadasha, and it no longer can be a mincha chadasha, it's not different than the Bais Choruv, the same exact logic. So the Sfas Emes basically says this. He's strong about how he feels about the difference, and he says this chiddush l'halacha l'chur, this chiddush would come out. It's a very, very big chiddush in halacha. We don't have l'kan l'kan, but b'derech kal, things that are huge chiddushim, usually Gemara would mention. The Gemara mentions that if you brought it, it says it's kosher. The evidence, if a person brought it before, it's kosher. It doesn't say, and it's mutter to be makriv, but al kaponim, that's the way Sfas Emes puts it down. So one problem with that approach is that a big chiddush l'halacha would come out from it. The Ragachev, in one of his very, very long marachis in Zroim, has two or three places where he feels it says differently. I'll bring two of them. So let's understand the terminology. When you have something, that allows us to eat something else, like the omer, it's called in kachim a matir. It's something which is matir the other thing. It's commonly used, let's say zrika. Once you zorek the dam, you spritzed the blood on the base on the Mizbeach, you're now allowed to be makter, you're allowed to eat. That term is called in the terminology of in Kachim as a matir. So the word that we're using is a matir. So he brings two rayas, not like this. So the Sfasemis says, what he's saying is Shtei Alechem is not a matir. It's the other way around. Shtei Alechem is a carbon, and this is comes around the other. It the Issus B'Mela. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Zayin on Beis, which is where the Tur Evin is actually. It's very tangential sugya, but there's nothing tangential in Torah. So the Gemara speaks about the criteria for Rosh Hashanah. Four Rosh Hashanahs are listed. What is a Rosh Hashanah? So the Rosh Hashanahs listed are all halachic beginnings of certain dinim. So the Gemara asks on a few other items, why is that Rosh Hashanah not listed? And one of those items that the Gemara asks is, why not say that Shavuos is a Rosh Hashanah for Nu Menachis in the Beis HaMikdash? Till that time you can't. This is the new year. This is the Chadasha, and so on. The Gemara asks about the Omer. Why don't you say the Omer is a Rosh Hashanah to be Mata Tevua? You have a Shana for Maisers. The Gemara discuss it. The Gemara has different Pshatim, and the Gemara goes to all Shaktaya. One of the Mandiyam says, the type of Rosh Hashanah listed are Mimeladika Rosh Hashanahs. But the Rosh Hashanah that has a Mata with it, we don't have. In other words, when the day comes and it happens automatically, that's the criteria for listing it as Rosh Hashanah. When it's something that happens because you do something on that day, so then it's not listed in the Mishnah. So Shtei Alechem is the matir of the new crop, so it doesn't fit the criteria for listing the Mishnah. Whoa. So it's very, very different than the way Sosema says it. It says that it's a matter. It's not that the day comes. It's even more than that. The way the Sosema says it has nothing to do with anything. It's not even Isser. It's the other way around. It's Bemela becomes Mutter because once the first one is gone, everything else is gone. So that indicates, that's an indicator not like it. There's a Tosis also in Menachis, in Memches. Again, I'm going to, Tosis goes through a whole back and forth about which type of karbanis are kosher, apostle, if it's shaloi lishma. I'm not going to go through it, it's kosher to a point, but just the very point of Tosis. Tosis asks, one of the criteria, the Gemara says, a carbon that comes to be matter something, if it's not matter, that carbon is puzzle, because it's not doing what it's supposed to do. So Tosis speaks about this carbon Shtei Alechem, since it's supposed to be matir and you're not matir with it, it should be puzzle. Tosis very clear says boy lehatir, and it's coming to be matir a new mincha, and if it can't accomplish it, then it should be puzzle. So Tosfos uses it in the Gemara. You could say it's a phrase. It's a loose category. Tosfos uses it halachically. Tosfos compares it to everything that's a matter. Omer is a matter. This is a matter. And something which is not, doesn't accomplish its heta, is not going to work. So we have two Gemaras, or Gemara and Tosfos, and he brings a few more other Makairas that sound very strongly not like that. It sounds like it's a matir, and it's not the way we described it, as in order for it to be chadash, everything else couldn't have been brought before, but rather there's some sort of iso legavoya, and this is matir. Those are the problems with what Sfasema says, and again, it's hard to know. Briskov is back and forth with the Talmud talking to him, very hard to pin it down, but he also talks about that concept. So I'd like to try, and I'd like to work with different, I'd like to offer a different teretz possibly. This teretz is based on, it's a so-called Rashba. There's a sefer on Menachos called Chidusha Rashba Menachos. When things were published in the old days, it was very hard to actually ascertain who it is. It's understood today as not being the Rashba. The Rebbe Chanan brings from the Chavetz Chaim that Chavetz Chaim said he felt it was the Tosis Rid. Some contemporary people who've put out Rishonim attribute it to Peretz HaKoyen. It's a Rishon. It is definitely a Rishon. It's definitely an extremely, it's one of the few Rishonim that we have in a substantial way on Kachem, and it's used. It does not seem to be Rash, but whoever it is. It's a. He goes through an interesting point in the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara speaks about, and again, I could try just to get the line so that we understand what it is. So it's a very Mayuch to Rashba. The Gemara asks, it says in the Mishnah, that if you but the Eved, it's kasha. If you bring a mincha before the minchas beikurim, it's kasha. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference? The Gemara brings down Shagatai, what's the difference? Machloikis to Amirayim, talking back and forth, and very very big machloikis, and round and about, and one man Yama says that since it already is mutter for everyone to eat chadash, so therefore this is different. Shekein huta mikhloloi. It's already, the is has been weakened already because people are allowed to eat chadash, and therefore here it's a weaker is of some sort. Very unclear back and forth what the two sides are. So the Rashba says the following. So-called Rashba says the following. You can look at the two minchas in the following way. One way to look at it is, it's two separate halachas. There's a mincha to be mate chadash for everybody else. There's a mincha to be mate in Beis HaMikdash. Two separate halachas, a little bit similar, but they're not part of any one halacha. It's two separate dinim, two separate isurim, two separate halachas. Fine. He says there's another way to look at it. And that is, it's one long halacha of minchas bikurim. One long halacha of chadash. Chadash is also to everybody, and also to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Kodesh, to bring us a carbon. Part of it gets lifted on second day Pesach with the Omer for everybody, and part of it gets, and the rest of it gets lifted on Shavuos. So it's really one concept of Chadash, and its heter works in two stages. It sounds almost like a contemporary Ishtekel Torah. It certainly is a few hundred years old, and it's Rishonim. So he says, b'meila, the question of chuta miklolo, but the idea that it's already become slightly mutter, makes sense only if it is one big iser, and since we've whittled away on it, it's a less iser, and then the eved will also be kasha. Masha ein kein, if it's two separate isurim, what does one have to do with the other? It's like, I shechted the animal, the animal's kosher to eat. I was mafish challah, so that's also to eat. They're two separate things. They kind of looked alike, the mincha, chadash, but they're two separate dinim. So in the pshat, in the Mishnah, in earth learning up pshat is that from the halacha, that it becomes mutter, means that it's b'dievet mutter, means that it's one iser, and it's just two stages of the heta. I would like to apply that point and use that. Where we don't have a carbon omer, then there's no point to shtei alechem. Shtei alechem does not stand, even if we understand it the way the Ragachava would like to present it, as being an issa with a heta, but the issa is a branch of the general issa. And in a place where there's no first mincha, the Torah puts down the halacha very specifically. One carbon mincha, minchas bikurim. Count 49 days, and a mincha chadasha. Without a minchas bikurim, then there's no mincha chadasha. And therefore, you don't need a pasuk for the situation that the Torah says. How did they build the Beis Hamikdash? How did they dedicate on Sukkot? There was the Isser. On a year that there's no first mincha, then there's no second mincha, and therefore the two minchas come together. That just like the Rashba explains, the Isser is one Isser with two floors, with two levels. The karbanis are also that way. There's the Karb Omer counted, followed by that. The din, I would like to, again, there'll be a Chiddush Halacha if the Beis HaMikdash was built during Sfira. But Akapanim, the Chiddush is a much, much smaller Chiddush using that. And I'm standing on the Rashba's shoulders. The Rashba says, he explains it, that's how he's explaining why B'di'evet it's Mutter. So I'm explaining why, if you don't have the option of bringing it and so on, there won't be an issa, because if the Eimer wasn't there, the Shteilech won't be there. That's a Chiddush I wanted to say. One more possible Hesbert, and more, I guess, I'll be Dark Halacha. So we have two answers. There's two Lomdash answers. One answer is that the difference between Omer and Shteilechim, one is a matir. You have an independent iser, and this comes and is matirit. The way a get would be matir is ish, the way zrika is matir to eat the meat and so on. And a second teretz is that it comes joined together as one big iser, and the carbon is one long carbon. And if you can't, if there was no first carbon, there's not going to be a second carbon. That's a possibility. I wanted to add another possible teretz. There's a big question in halacha about b'di'evit. The word b'di'evit means, if I did it, do I have to redo it? B'di'evit, that's what it literally means. Somebody once asked about certain shtiblach davening, not here, in real shtiblach, if that's called davening. He says he doesn't know if it's called davening, but you can't re-daven a second time. That was the way he phrased it. So b'di'evit means there's no need to redo it. There's a shaila, does the category of shas hadchak also, if it's difficult for me otherwise, can I do b'di'evit? Can b'di'evit be done l'chatchila when it's a difficult situation? Do the terms overlap or not? Steichem talks about it. It's a topic in halacha. So since b'di'evit, you could be makriv, it's kosher before Shteilechem. If there's no possibility of having Shteilechem, maybe that's mitzad the gidrei b'di'evit sheboy, that you can do it l'chatchila. Depending on how you understand b'di'evit, that's a third possible way to approach the question, the issue that the Torah raised. I want to move into the area of more understanding. So we spoke a little bit about the technical aspect of it. In other words, the two karbanis, the two menachas, the fact whether you accept malamdas or not, but it certainly is phrased in the Torah that the Yom Tovim are from mincha to mincha, minchas bikurim to bikurim, to minchas bikurim to mincha chadasha, but both of them are types of chiddush, both of them are types of some sort of rachis of sorts. And I'd like to try to understand a little bit, spend a few minutes understanding some of the concept behind it. What does it mean we have rachis? It says, Lamashal, Truma is called Reishis Arisa Seichem. And it's Truma is very chashuk because it's Reishis Arisa Seichem. Truma, one grain, patas Truma. Meiser is a hefty bite. It's 10%. And yet, Meiser does not stand anywhere near in Chumra. It's given to a Levi as opposed to a Kohen. It doesn't, you know, it's tevel, but the mice itself is mutter for anybody to eat. Reishis is the ganchem, reishis is seichem. Reishis has a special quality. What's the difference? So the difference is as follows. When I have something that I own this, this, and this. Somebody comes along and says, you know, you're obligated to feed the poor people. Okay, you're obligated to help the shul. Okay, you're obligated to do this. Okay. Those are obligations that fall on my possessions. It starts with the fact that I possess something. And then I have all sorts of obligations that people have dumped on me. And, you know, I may acknowledge it, but my attitude is somebody's taking something that's mine. And I may feel that I should do it and I ought to do it and I'm obligated, but that's my feeling. If somebody, let's say you call in somebody and say, here is $1,000, distribute it this way, this way, this way, this way, this way. He may give me a tip or may give me some also, but it's not the pshat that it's mine and I have to give it out. It is somebody else's, and whatever I take is because I was given, I was granted, and so on. The concept of reishis determines what's the shorish, where's it come from. The place where I think it says it mefurish is the first Rashi, reishis bar lekim. He says because the umas olam come with tainis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says I created the world, it's mine, I give it to whoever I feel like giving it. The word used for that is reishis, bereishis. It's mine. The shorish is by me. So if I take the crop and I give you 10%, so then it's a tax. If the first grain, the first nekuda is yours, then everything else, so truma is called reishis degancha, and therefore it means be'etzem it's kulay kodesh, kulay kodesh baruch hu's. Even though I keep 99.99% of it, but I was given that. I was given it back. Maisus is after digur. It's after I put it in my silo. The halach of maisa is afterwards. There already, it's I'm giving 10%. So the description of truma is because it's racious. The description of maisa is how much I'm giving to the levy. Klal Yisrael builds itself on two racious. The first racious is the racious of Brias Olam, and including that is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Where we physically, when we were in Yitzias Mitzrayim, we physically possessed nothing, not even our own hide. We were avodim, which means I have nothing of mine. And therefore, everything that I was given is, anything that I possess physically is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the minchas bikurim, the first mincha comes, it everything is chadash is asa until I don't start with a rachis of saying that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The things we're talking about are material, physical. And that's why Seorim, it says, is a Michael Behema, because a Behema cares about volume. And the Gemara says, the Gemara Baba Kama speaks about an animal that ate somebody else's stuff. Let's say it decided to eat, somebody had very fancy caviar, something really good food, and the animal ate it. So if he's a mazik is one thing, but if he ate it in a way that he's not a mazik, he's not chayev for the damage he did, I have to pay the person. How much? Bali by the weight. In other words, for me, whether my animal ate fancy food or not fancy food, the hana that I have is the weight that was added to it. Tamei amir, tamei sorim. That's all I need to give it. Might not be the bali, it might be the husk and so on. So the physical gift, what I give physically, is seorim, that represents any matter possession, and that rachis gets established on Pesach. That's where I came from, not having anything, not possessing anything, and then and went on to being someone who possesses, and whatever I have, since the rachis by Kadosh Baruch Hu, like Rashi says, rachis, everything was his, and I got it granted, and so on. There's a second area, and this happened Shavuos. Even the person who is willing to physically acknowledge that everything comes from Hashem, if not for Kadosh Baruch Hu, I wouldn't be born, I wouldn't live, my body, my possessions, everything's Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, so on and so forth. But there's a much deeper and more subtle area that is much harder to acknowledge racious. And that is people's chachma and das. What I think and understand is because I think and understand. The shorish of kfira and the shorish of chachma when it's used against Torah is because it starts with me. way I understand things are the root of it all. And that's very, very hard to dislodge. It's a finer Yetzirah, but on the other hand, it goes to the heart of Prince Shah. There's Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya is in the Hakdama to Parashas Maaseh. Rabbeinu Bechaya is for every Parash has Hakdama. He speaks about the following pasuk: Reishis Chochma Knei. He usually starts his Akdamas with a pasuk, explains, and it has to do something with a theme of the parasha. Reish is chachma, knei chachma. In the first, the root of chachma is to acquire chachma. Ubechol kinyoncha, knei bina. And in all your kinyonim, acquire bina. So, it's a long Rebbe Nechai, I'm going to give the tamtzis of it. Rebbe Nechai says as follows: Chachmas are very fine things. Chachma in its general sense is wonderful, on the condition that you makdim chachmas atayra first. And I want to explain a little bit what he means. He doesn't just mean you should learn yeshiva first and then learn other chachmas. It's not quite what he means. He means something much deeper. There is no such thing as absolute chachma. Every chachma rests on axioms. It is impossible for a chachma to start from zero without some axioms. I took geometry, you have postulates, and then you have, once you have a basic amount of postulates, you can build an enormous amount of theorems and corollaries, etc. But you must start with axioms. Some axioms seem to be universal. Some axioms are in dispute. So, really, emunah l'mas, when we talk about proving, etc., 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 all that stuff, there's a problem with it. Because at the end of the day, people have basic axioms. And it's very, very difficult to, at some point in life, to make a U-turn and say, well, this actually is not true. If something came in at the ground floor of your being, it takes an awful lot to uproot it. And that's why whatever your Shemayim a person picks up at home has in itself a tremendous chshivas. Because even if the person will refute it and bring riots against it and so on and so forth, if it sits in his neshama at the level of an axiom, it's going to be very, very difficult to really dislodge it. The person will keep coming back to it. That's the metzias. A scientist, quote unquote, starts with an axiom that anything he doesn't understand doesn't exist. That's an axiom. It has nothing to be based on. It's working on the assumption that the mind is all-encompassing and universal and kol yochel. That's a very, very questionable axiom. So when somebody says, Marshall, if somebody comes to me and he says he's being treated for some illness with this and this medication, and I say I never heard of it, it speaks that I'm a big master sitting and learning and I'm not being oisik in any yoni olam. That's all that the statement says. It doesn't say anything. But somebody's in that field and he's one of the big experts, he says I've never heard of it, that means something. So whenever we have seichel and says it doesn't make sense, it's not reasonable, what does that mean it's not reasonable? You know, I had a daughter and a son-in-law who for years they had a yeshiva in Moscow until it was just too hard for the kids. And they learned that the axiom of life is everybody takes bribes. You know, it's a dove of pasha that if a policeman comes over, the first thing is reach for your wallet. If the judge is sitting there, you kind of slip behind and put something in his pocket. That was axiomatic. Like she said, the axiom of life was that whatever can't be gotten through a bribe can be gotten through a bigger bribe. We don't live like that. And Baruch Hashem, and nobody thinks it's Kaddish Vatar, but still, nobody would dream of walking over and blatantly offering a bribe. So is it reasonable or unreasonable? So the test of reasonableness is kind of a silly test. So if a person starts with Chachma So when a person starts with, I'm taking nothing for granted, that's not a true statement. What you're taking for granted is that you're not taking anything for granted is right. That any axiom that doesn't exist inside your mind doesn't exist. That's a very, 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 very strong statement and has nothing to stand on. So Rabbi Abahaya says, the first yesod has to be Torah, which means the axioms of Torah are our axioms, and then we slowly begin to build on it. Chachma, and that's the pshat. Reish is chachma. It says Reish chachma yiras Hashem. Reish is chachma means the shorash of chachma is an acknowledgement that the beginning of everything, the axioms, all the axioms are by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person has that, bina is the process of building on top of those axioms. Of course, Torah is using seichel to build out from a person's what I know to be emes, lefizeh, b'choike, b'deirish. Those are all extremely appropriate if and when we made Torah the reishis, that first layer. So if we think about it, the Torah put down two reishis for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is not allowed to indulge in anything without two matirin. The first yesod of physical things that I possess and own, that in this world, the shorish, the reishis of that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that we establish with the Minchas Bikurim. I take the first physical, barley is the lowest physical item. It's not as tasty, not as fine as wheat. And without giving it to the Ribbono Shel Olam first, I don't use it. That establishes the understanding that everything a person possesses physically, financially, materially in any way, is the Ribbono Shel Olam. And b'meila, all the mitzvahs and all the chiyuvim that I have that come from that, those are simply, it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu slapping a tax on me. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is told me what I should take for myself and where I should distribute the rest of it. That's the first yesod of reishis that's in Klal Yisrael, and that we do Minchas Oimer. We count 49 days until we're oimed on a darga of sichlius and chachma das. And here we put down a second Mincha Chadasha. And that Mincha Chadasha is in the world of Chachma and Das. We also put down as a Yesod that, and this is why Matan Torah is associated with that Minchas Bikurim. Matan Torah in that sense is, that's our basic understanding. Whatever is Pshat, it's going, Ein Amikritze Pshuto. This is what it says, this is what's Emes. I can break my head on it, I can ask kashas, I can give hasberim. That's what I'm supposed to do. But reishis chachma knei chachma, b'chol kinyoncha knei bina. The first reishis is the acknowledgement what is given in chachma and das. This is emes. Torah is emes. Now, build out. Bez Hashem, we were zeicha to put in the yesod of the Minchas Oma, five plus weeks ago. We work in the sphere, in the Yonah sphere, we count up to a certain point, we become royu, we're mezacha, our chayma, we become royu to sichlius and to das, and now as we're heading towards Shavuos, understanding the oimek of Shavuos as being the place where the axioms of emes and toiv are planted in Klal Yisrael, and once we establish the mincha chadasha, the acknowledgement of the reishis of das and chachma kodesh baruch hu, from that point onwards we can be makiv and kodesh. We're allowed to and we're told to engage in understanding and extrapolating and being kain of bina. So.